Well, it's a real pleasure to talk to Paul Young once again on the programme with the release of his album Good Thing. Paul, welcome aboard. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Yep. Well, on the trail.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. And what an album you're promoting. I love it. I think it's got all the elements that, you know, we'd come to expect from a Paul Young album, and then some. I mean, you've really dug out some great songs here, some that we know and some that perhaps we didn't.
Yeah, that was the plan. Doing the obvious ones never really interests me that much. I'd rather try and find some nuggets, as you've seen me do before with Wherever I Lay My Hat and iron out the rough spots, you know, the not obvious choices. So it's always nice to try and pick the rarer tune.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I noticed straight away when I was listening to the album that there were songs by artists that you've visited in the past and perhaps were revisiting. Like, for instance, there's a great Ann Peebles song on the album. And way back, you did an Ann Peebles song, didn't you, with Tear Your Playhouse Down?
Yes, that's right, yeah. Yeah, and I actually heard Clarence Carter's version before I heard hers. So I suppose mine airs more on his kind of version. But, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've touched a couple of artists that I've done before.
And as well as it being largely a soul album, I mean, there are one or two songs there that, well, certainly one, if I may say, that I would never have associated in that manner, but you've given it a great treatment, which is a Bee Gees song. Now, how did you come to do Words?
Well, the original plan was to do songs all from the same publishing house and for the publishing house to finance the album. But then when it came down to the nitty-gritty of it, they only wanted to finance the songs they liked. and so that deal kind of went off the boil. And Arthur said to me, so now it doesn't matter. So is there any songs you've always fancied trying? And I said, yeah, Words by the Bee Gees. But what we did was we kind of did it as though Al Green would have done it. And that was the idea sort of behind that one.
I was going to ask you about Al Green, because you've done your version of L.O.V.E. Love, which opens the album, and which is just brilliant. But I wondered, clearly you're a fan of Al Green and Eddie Floyd and the others too. Have you met any of the people whose songs you've done on this album?
I've met Eddie Floyd on a regular basis, yeah. Mm-hmm. Eddie got up with the Q-Tips. We're talking 1979 or something like that. Mm. And he came over because he'd got an album to promote. And he got up with us and sang. We did a couple of his songs when we were playing the Marquee in London. And then years later, it must have been 25 years later, I got on the same stage with him with Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings.
Mm.
And when I met Eddie, he said to me, Paul Young, I've been waiting 25 years to be able to say to you, congratulations on your success.
Wonderful.
And he was so chuffed that he'd met me again, which was really nice.
Yeah, oh, great guy. Well, definitely, I saw him with Bill Wyman as well, and I had no idea he was even going to be singing. He just burst out from the back of the stage. It was quite a remarkable experience.
Yeah.
And the song that is as close to a title track as you're going to get, the album's called Good Thing, and the song Your Good Thing Is About to End, that's a Lou Rawls song, of course, but you've given it a real bluesy treatment. That, again, is a slightly different direction, isn't it?
That's a slightly different direction for me, and also I'm using my lower range, which is my kind of natural range, on that song, and it's nice to be able to have a chance to use it. I think the key I've done it in is even lower than Lou's. And Lou's got quite a deep voice. You know, but it was good fun to be able to do that. And it felt very natural for me to be able to do that because I've listened to so much of that style.
Sure, yeah. And talking about, you know, the key and all that kind of thing, I mean, it is a fact, isn't it, that as we get older, our voices deepen. So does that mean you're now able to tackle songs that you might have avoided before or vice versa?
My voice has got a little bit deeper, but everything was pitched above my natural range anyway, all the way through the 80s.
Mm.
So it's just nice to be able to get a little bit closer to where my voice is. So I've dropped the keys of the originals a couple of semitones.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to do that eventually. I resisted for a long time, but I did do it in the end.
Well, I've got to say, I think it's a brilliant collection of songs. I mean, it used to be the case back in the 60s, I think, that the track listings were really carefully thought about. And I would suggest that that's been done here, because the songs work in a sequence as well.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's a shame that that becomes a forgotten art. But some people think it's not worth it anymore, because most people just download the tracks they've heard are good, you know, which is a shame. Because sometimes to be able to put an album on it in its entirety, like as the artist thought it was meant to be heard, I think is quite valid.
Yeah.
And we always used to take a lot of time to do the sequencing. I think it's fairly important. Because particularly on my early albums where there's a lot of variation in style, you want to be able to take the listener on a journey. And so you wouldn't put two songs that are similar together. You'd space them through the album.
Well, I think you've done it really well, and it's just a superb collection of songs. Great to hear you singing as well as you ever have, Paul. And well, the last time we saw you, you were here for Flavour Fest 4 years ago. So are you still doing the cookery thing as well?
Yeah, not as much as I'd like, but I'm working on a kind of a food and music program, like a format. I'm trying to get off the ground here, but now it's looking tentative in the US, actually.
Oh,
which
right.
Would be great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we look forward to seeing that as well. But in the meantime, we're loving the album, Good Thing, and more power to you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Paul. Great to catch up.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.